Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Important to you, 603-283-6160 if you'd like to do that. Again, that number is 603-283-6160. With you in the studio tonight, it's Aria.
It's Ian.
And Bonnie.
And coming up, we're going to be talking about, we're going to be talking, too many words, not enough time
Radio
to actually
professionals here.
Yes. Venezuela is privatizing, it sounds like. They're selling some of their state-owned stocks to private individuals. Presumably, this is, realistically, this is an admission that socialism failed. But, of course, they won't spin it that way. And the socialists that we deal with here in the West won't ever acknowledge that. They'll say, well, it was never real socialism anyway.
That's what they'll say.
We're also going to be talking about how young people are no longer saving. That's not really a surprise. But I want to start out by talking about Jordan Peterson, because this is hilarious to me. Jordan Peterson, he's like this anti-snowflake guy, right?
Yeah, I was going
to
say, let's talk about who this guy is, because I've heard he's a Canadian right-winger, speech-giving kind of guy.
I don't know much about him, except he's one of these people like Ben Shapiro, right?
That's what I think of, and I've never listened to him talk just based on the people who have said, oh, I think that you would like listening to Jordan Peterson. I've been like, oh, so he's like Ben Shapiro.
Yeah, he's just this sort of middle-aged men rights activist, you know. He's like a lightweight version of Christopher Cantwell, I would argue. I mean a lightweight version. I don't mean he's a Nazi or anything like that. He's in that same exact direction, just not going nearly as far as Christopher Cantwell would. Well, he has now quit Twitter after getting into an argument with a large portion of Twitter about Yumi News Sports Illustrated swimsuit cover, saying that she's not beautiful. Now, this is a heavier woman who evidently was the cover model for the Sports Illustrated swimsuit edition, which is
one of four.
There were four different cover models.
Different covers. This isn't unusual for Sports Illustrated to have more than one cover model for the swimsuit edition. I don't know on what year they started doing that. Maybe it's been a very, very long time. But they had her,
Kim Kardashian, Elon Musk's mom. Kim Kardashian looked good. Hot. She looked awesome.
And
she looks like she's made out of plastic.
Ciara. Oh, Ciara. She, Kim Kardashian got some of her butt implants removed, and she looks really good.
Okay, so she's like 4% less plastic today than she was.
Yeah, I'm no fan of Kim Kardashian, but at least I can understand why she would be on a swimsuit edition. She's kind of your classically beautiful woman, I guess. But this lady, Yumi Nu, in my opinion, does not belong on the cover.
Well,
I gotta share it. This guy's opinion.
I mean, she's beautiful, right? She has an absolutely beautiful face.
She has a beautiful face.
Yes.
In her swimsuit picture on Sports Illustrated is obviously photoshopped because she has a nice, like, curvy body in that picture. But if you see any other pictures of her on, like, red carpets that aren't photoshopped, she's just a big block and she's ugly.
Well, that's the issue I have with Kim Kardashian as well, is that a lot of the pictures, probably the one on the Sports Illustrated cover of Kim Kardashian, are heavily photoshopped.
It's almost a guarantee. If you're on a magazine cover, you're almost certainly going to be photoshopped. I mean, back in the day, they did what was called airbrushing.
Right, which is just photoshopping, isn't it?
No, airbrushing was actual physical retouching of imagery.
Well, he's also an author, Jordan Peterson is, and I don't know what else he does. I don't know a whole lot about his political beliefs because I don't pay any attention to him. I just have a general idea of, okay, he's one of these right-winger guys.
Mm-hmm.
He announced that he was quitting Twitter after receiving backlash for calling plus-size model Yumi Nu not beautiful. Nu, who is also a singer-songwriter, made history last year as Sports Illustrated Swimsuit's first, quote, Asian curve model. Now, presumably by curve model, they mean heavy?
It's so funny because her real body, not the one on the Sports Illustrated picture, doesn't have any curves. I'm like I don't know how much percent body fat, but I'm a lot skinnier than her. And I have an actual, like, curve to my stomach. She is just a big refrigerator.
She's a fat girl.
She is heavy.
And, you know, you can be however you want. It's your body. But normally, well, at least when I was growing up, magazine covers were relegated to people who were generally considered almost unattainably beautiful. But now they're trying to do something woke with these magazine covers. And in my opinion, it's a desperate attempt to stay relevant for an industry that is on the way out.
Well, I think the most woke part about this is that it is Sports Illustrated. If it was Vogue or something like that, I don't think it'd be as much of a conversation, or I think it'd be a lot stupider for anybody to care. But it's just like it's this constant agenda of you can be fat and healthy, and you can't.
No, you can't be fat and healthy. I do take issue with the presenting heavyweightness or obesity or being overweight as a matter of health, because it's not. It's distinctly unhealthy. However, I don't take issue with them using models that are not conventionally attractive, because there is sort of, I wouldn't want to use the word crisis, but there is an issue where, you know, teen girls on Instagram, they're being fed false images of people like Kim Kardashian, and they're being misled to believe that if they have any blemishes or any imperfections whatsoever, then they have to become bulimic, starve themselves, or whatever.
I agree with you there. Then, of course, you've got the filters, which make that matter even worse.
Yeah, people wear filters on their face, like YouTubers I follow or something that I like, and I'm like, wait, it shows you what filter they're using. You can click on it and put
always
it on your own face, and
well,
on Instagram stories,
else.
Yes, but on the Instagram stories you can see what filters they're using from the stories if they made it from there.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll put it on my face and be like, whoa, that's not what they look like at all. Now, I mean, I like when you can see that, but
right,
a lot of times you can't see it and you just assume, wow, they're really pretty.
I never mess around with Snapchat filters, but I did recently because I was looking for the gender swap one because I feel like that would be really funny,
mm-hmm,
right? But I wasn't able to find it, but just going through them, they are overpowered. They can take someone from, like, just ordinary plain, like, not just woke up, dragged myself out of the bed, crawled downstairs, picked up my phone and used a Snapchat filter. Suddenly, I deserve to be on the cover of Sports Illustrated.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Like, these things are ridiculous,
yeah,
in how effective they are. And they create this illusion, right? These people out there who are taking these pictures, they're never going to be as hot and perfect and unblemished as that person in that photo. But that person in that photo isn't real. And a lot of people lose sight of that.
Yeah.
And seeing all of these pictures of, like, Kim Kardashian and not this, well, I mean, she's got a beautiful face, this Yumi Nu model. But seeing all of these other models who are just, they perfect bodies, perfect faces, perfect everything, it's probably damaging to them to some extent. So I don't mind the conventionally unattractiveness. I just mind the fact that they're trying to portray being overweight as being totally healthy.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, I think you're right in identifying, right to identify both sides of this, the unhealthiness of unrealistic beauty. And pushing that on people is, I think, a real concern. But that's always been true, and it's probably worse now than it's ever been because of the things like the filters, right? Like in the 90s or the 80s, you know, when we were growing up, there was this there was this unattainable, still that beauty of, wow, look at these women, or airbrushed. They were airbrushed, but you couldn't do that on your own. You couldn't. There was no such thing as Photoshop back then. You couldn't modify
or
your own
Facetune, where you can literally just do it on your own iPhone.
Yeah, now you get this Facetune app or whatever. You downloaded this free app.
I've never heard of Facetune. Is that Apple only?
I don't know if it's Apple only, but it's...
Is that the one with the face swap inside it that we played with?
That's FaceApp, but
okay.
FaceApp is like it too. Facetune is like you can get a free version of it. You can also pay for it, and I know people, I won't out them, that they have to Facetune every picture before they post them, and I'll just, like, if I'm in the picture with them, I'm going to be like, I'm not Facetuning the picture. Can I post this? I have to, like, ask them because they'll be like, okay, that one's fine because your followers don't follow me.
Yes.
Literally, it's that.
Oh, that's rough.
It's crazy. Like, I think that they have something, like, really bad insecurities, and it's crazy because the people I'm talking about are beautiful.
Yeah. So that's the other side of this. And then, like you're saying, with this woman who, I mean, I'm glad she believes in herself or whatever. I get the positive sort of go you message. I get that. But is this really going to sell magazines?
I can't. can't imagine that the people who are like, you know, body shaming is bad and, you know, big is beautiful. I can't imagine that's the same kind of person who's going to buy a swimsuit magazine, right? Because to them, that wouldn't that be degrading to women? Like, you're just objectifying their bodies? What are your thoughts? 603-283-6160. When we get back, we're going to talk about exactly what Jordan Peterson did that made Twitter so angry. It's...
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, where you're everybody, to take control of the airwaves. Talk about whatever is on your mind. 603-283-6160 if you would like to weigh in. That number is 603-283-6160. With you in the studio tonight, it's Aria.
It's Ian.
And Bonnie.
And we're talking about, you know, Sports Illustrated, the idea of beauty in general, I guess, because it also does depend in a large part, apparently, on where in human history you are. Like, there was evidently a time where someone with the body of this Asian model, Yumi Nu, would have been considered beautiful while sexy, while someone who was on the skinnier side, like Bonnie, you use yourself as an example, or would not have been.
I don't know. I think that's fake news.
Well, let's look at the reality is there's different preferences out there, and there always have been. There have always been men who've been attracted to skinny people, and there have always been men who've been chubby chasers, for lack of a better term, attracted to bigger women. And
I know some chubby chasers.
Yeah, and great. You know, I'm glad for that because there's somebody out there for everybody. And this whole conversation is really interesting because it shows on both sides how unhealthy people really are. There's the unhealthiness of the obsession with perfection and this sort of unattainable ideal of perfection. Because that's the thing with perfection is you can never reach it, right? Whether you're trying to make a video that you're editing the perfect video, or you're trying to make your face.
Are you saying I'm not perfect?
You're very lovely and perfect for me, Bonnie. But whether you're trying to perfect yourself, I mean, look at all these people that keep doing plastic surgeries, right? Like, they're addicted to plastic surgery. They're never satisfied with how they look. There's always the next thing. And then they end up this crazy freak that looks nothing like a human being at the end of it. You know, like, have you seen the Bogdanov twins? Do you know who these guys are?
No.
Oh, you've probably seen them without knowing what their name is.
It sounds like Bogdanoff,
Bogdanoff. They're a couple of French guys.
One of them died.
And they're twins. I think they're both dead at this point. I could be wrong about that. Yeah, I think the other one died shortly after the first one. You've probably seen their images.
They look like gremlins.
These are two guys, twin brothers, who both went on the same insane modification of their face.
If your twin is getting more and more beautiful, they first started off, you might be like, ugh, I have to do it too because I'm just going to look like the ugly twin.
Dude, it's really tragic how they started out. They were conventionally attractive. Maybe their noses were a little big. That's probably how it started.
Yep.
But by the end of this, oh my God.
That's how I feel about so many celebrities.
It looks like they're extremely allergic to bees and have just been repeatedly stung in the face.
Yeah, filler is disgusting. But that's also how I feel about, like, Ariana Grande. She's was born conventionally attractive, extremely beautiful, and now she just looks like you've cut so much of your nose off, like you can't cut any more off. And she has basically like these like faux Asian eyes that make her look really strange because she's just like a white girl. She has like a lift eye lift
thing. She's not
things.
Hispanic.
Nope, she's Italian. Everybody thinks she's Hispanic because she does so much tanner.
Okay.
The name Grande is going to throw you off every time. So you've got that side of it where people are trying to attain this unattainable beauty and they destroy themselves in the process. Or if they're not actually modifying their face physically, they're using filters and then they're just destroying their mind because they can never be perfect in their mind and they can't, you know, they don't want to show up somewhere in real life because there's no way to attain the filter version of them in front of somebody.
See, that's why I think makeup is probably where the best line in the sand is. Anything past that with these filters and all that, that's when you're getting to the category of, you know, real illusion. Makeup. I can always put on makeup before I go meet someone and then more or less look how I look in my pictures.
Mm-hmm.
That I won't look that way if I wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning, but I've got to be honest with you, you won't look the same way you do right now when you wake up at 4 o'clock. No one's pretty when they wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning. So then
as we were saying, on the other side of it, you've got this glorification of being overweight, which, as you pointed out, Bonnie, is unhealthy. It is not healthy to be fat. You're going to die sooner. You're more likely to have things like a heart attack and other, you know, physical health maladies. And if you don't get a heart attack, it's just harder to live. I had a girlfriend who was very fat at one time, was my first girlfriend, and man, she had a tough time getting out of bed. She had a tough time getting out of the car. I felt really bad for her. Like, that was not a life she wanted. And so to encourage people to say, oh, it's fine. Now, I don't think it's okay to shame somebody. I don't think that's going to help somebody, right?
No, body shaming is not going to make them lose weight or anything like that. But it's telling them, like, hey, look, this is about how you look. No one's body shaming you because you're fat or because you're overweight or because your eyes are too close together. Well, that's not an issue of their health or whatever. But because you look ugly in glasses, we're informing you that, hey, driving without your glasses because you don't think they're pretty is dangerous and is probably going to shorten your life.
Mm-hmm.
Just like walking around with 40 or 50 excess pounds on you is probably going to shorten your life.
Or 150.
Yeah. Sorry, not beautiful, and no amount of authoritarian tolerance is going to change that, is what Dr. Jordan B. Peterson said.
It's about this woman,
yes,
in Sports Illustrated.
Now, what he's referring to here is this idea that people can, you know, the magazines, the media, people like Sports Illustrated, they can, you know, by fiat declare that this woman is beautiful and everyone else must agree.
And if you say that she looks gross, then you get canceled.
Yes. And she doesn't look gross. I mean, and this is where I disagree with him. She's absolutely beautiful. She's just not sexy. And I don't know, maybe most people don't draw a distinction there, but I absolutely would.
I'm not going to say she's beautiful. I get the point that you're making about she has a pretty face.
Yeah.
But the rest of her is not attractive in any way, shape, or form.
That's true.
But and that's just to you guys and also me. But I know some people that are, like, into bigger girls, so it is in the eye of the beholder, but don't try to force everyone to think that it's beautiful. You know, that's ridiculous. And if everybody's beautiful, it's just nobody's beautiful.
Excellent.
That's true as well.
And Ian, I think you're correct. I don't think I can say that she's beautiful. She does have a beautiful face, though,
mm-hmm.
And I think that's the most I can say about it. Twitter users were divided, with several of Peterson's own fans condemning him publicly for insulting a woman's looks. I don't know how did they discern that some of these people were actually his fans and not just people criticizing him for doing this?
Yeah, just because you follow somebody doesn't mean you're their fan, necessarily.
No. Some argue that beauty standards have changed over time, as we were talking about earlier. I don't know if that's true or not, and it seems unlikely. It seems more likely that it's what Ian brought up, is that the artists who did these paintings back in the day, they had a thing for fat chicks or whatever. It's obvious.
I've read some of the tweets that they're referring to where they're making the claims that, oh, well, standards, Mr. Peterson, you're wrong. Standards have changed over time. And I guess it just depends on who you ask. And ultimately, it'll be interesting to see. We're never going to find out. Is this magazine, Sports Illustrated, are they going to publish their sales numbers? Because I'm really interested to see, of their four different covers, which one of them sells more copies than the other. I suspect we're never going to get that information.
I suspect all of the magazines have the same women in them, don't they? Even if the cover is different.
The inside, I believe, is the same, yes, but the covers are different.
But, like, which one would you want sitting on your table, you know?
I guess for a normal person, they probably... Okay, fair point. I don't know what the solution here is. I don't know if the standards of beauty have changed. I don't know. But it's funny to me that the anti-snowflake Jordan Peterson has now deleted his tweet. Or he's left Twitter.
Probably he's got a lot more free time.
It's Free Talk Live.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News.
Free speech wins, for now.
the Department of Homeland Security paused its new Disinformation Governance Board on Wednesday, and the board's director will resign. This follows weeks of questions about whether the board would encroach on free speech rights, but the board isn't gone for good yet. A DHS advisory council will make recommendations in 75 days. Gas prices across the nation hit record highs on Wednesday. The nationwide average is more than $4.50 a gallon. In California, prices have topped $6 per gallon. One driver spoke to KTLA.
Try going local instead of going far. I usually go out to L.A., sometimes to Pomona, stuff like that. I start going local. If I don't go local, I'll take the bus or the bike.
The cost of diesel fuel is running close to $7 per gallon in parts of the U.S. This is USA Radio News. An audit is shining a light on Michigan's embattled unemployment insurance agency. Michigan's Auditor General says the state's unemployment insurance agency did not limit access to sensitive information during the COVID-19 pandemic. Between March 15, 2020 and June 28th of the following year, the state processed more than $36 billion in payments. UIA officials said they've conducted a system upgrade. A Missouri bill would protect doctors who prescribe the COVID-19 drugs ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine. The measure would also prevent pharmacists from questioning doctors who prescribe either of those drugs. The two drugs became controversial over the course of the pandemic as some doctors prescribed them to ill patients without approval from the Food and Drug Administration. Google says its Russian subsidiary is planning to file for bankruptcy because it cannot pay staff and suppliers. This is USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. Your thoughts and opinions are welcome. 603-283-6160. If you'd like to share those thoughts, 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Aria, Bonnie, and Ian talking about Sports Illustrated and Jordan Peterson here, who tweeted the photograph of swimsuit model Yumi Nu, saying, sorry, not beautiful, and no amount of authoritarian tolerance is going to change that. Which got him a fair bit of criticism on Twitter, as you might expect. You know,
which is a liberal bastion, so yeah, I would expect that.
Apparently, where they're getting this is people saying, I'm a huge fan of yours, but I have to disagree. So some of these comments were from people claiming to be fans of his, but that doesn't necessarily mean, were fans. And, you know, he initially attempted to fight back against this blowback that he got from, you know, attempting to essentially bully this woman on the internet. Raise your way, panderers, and tell me you believe that such images are not conscious and cynical manipulation by the oh-so-virtuous politically correct.
I'm not going to say that this was bullying in any way, shape, or form. He posted
I'm using that
his
word for a
profile.
Specific reason, though.
Okay, I mean, if he'd gone to her account and sent her a message or tagged her or something saying, boy, you sure are a big old whale or something like that and was really rude, then that would be bullying.
I don't know. He posted it publicly.
Yeah, but he didn't tag her.
He has significantly more followers than she does, I'm sure.
Well, it's so, just posting an opinion. That's
yeah,
all it is.
But the range of what they can influence with their opinions are probably wildly different.
I don't know if you can influence somebody by posting an opinion to change their viewpoint on what they consider to be attractive.
Probably not.
Well, then but if you can't, then his whole argument is invalid because he's saying this is all an agenda to make men think that fat people are hot. But
is that his argument?
And that's basically what he said. He said this is a conscious... I don't remember the exact words.
He said this was a conscious and cynical manipulation by the virtuous politically correct to convince people. Yeah, so I checked out of curiosity. Yumi Nu has about 10,000 followers on Twitter versus, you know, Jordan Peterson's, I don't know how many. And he's, as we're going to talk about soon, he's deactivated. He's got 2.7 million.
Yeah, I mean, that doesn't mean he shouldn't be able to share his opinion.
No, he certainly should be able to share his opinion. I'm not saying he shouldn't, but if you have almost 3 million followers, he can't pretend like his words don't have an impact, essentially. And that they don't have reach and they don't have an effect on people.
Well, look, if you're getting on the cover of Sports Illustrated, there's going to be a lot of people who have an opinion about you.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And prior to Yumi Nu doing it, there have been other covers of Sports Illustrated in the past that have been talked about.
There was a trans girl.
Was that recently? Last year or something?
I think it was like last year.
Yeah, but prior to that, I mean, years ago, I don't remember what the controversies were, but they've been talked about. People have opinions about, oh, well, why did they choose this person over this person? Or, oh, this image was too risque. You know, those sorts of things. There's always been, people have always had opinions about
right.
these things, and that's okay.
Absolutely. However...
And you should expect it if you are the cover model.
Well, I mean, you kind of have to expect it anytime you do anything publicly. And that's kind of tragic in its own right.
Especially breaking a norm. You better expect.
Right. I mean, we see that all the time
here
on Free Talk Live. But anytime we stream and I'm on the show, it's just constant trend stuff.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So Peterson initially attempted to defend himself and to defend his tweet, but finally he said, "I recently stopped accessing Twitter for 3 weeks as an experiment," he wrote. "I had some of my staff post video links, etc. It was a genuine relief. I started to read and write more. I started using it again a few days ago, and I would say that my life got worse almost instantly."
I would say he's probably right about that.
Yeah, social media is horrible.
Yeah.
I don't know. Twitter hasn't been making my life worse. And I've been way more active on it recently.
It does take time, though. And if you would rather be doing something else, it can be a distraction from those things. So I totally understand where it is he's coming from. When I left Facebook, I instantly had more time available to do other things. And that was a really good thing. And Facebook was ultimately just a big time sink and really nothing good came from it.
"The endless flood of vicious insults is really not something that can be experienced anywhere else," he continued. "I like to follow the people I know, but I think the incentive structure of the platform makes it intrinsically and dangerously insane."
Well, why is he so upset about insults when he went on Twitter to insult this girl?
Yeah, well, maybe he can dish it out, but he can't take it.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
Yeah, that's a better way of putting it than using the word bullying. I don't know where I got the word bullying from. Mm-hmm. I thought someone had mentioned it. But yes, he insulted her, and then other people sort of insulted him back, and is like, I can't take this, more or less. So he told his staff to change his password, saying, so I told my staff to change my password to keep me from temptation, and am departing once again. So not only is he a snowflake, but he also has no willpower.
Can't do it himself.
No. "If I have something to say, wow. I'll write an article or make a video.
I'll tell my staff to share it on my profile."
Well, I sort of understand, you know, the reach ideas behind social media. I think they're probably not very effective, but they could be. "If I have something to say, I'll write an article or make a video. If the issue is not important enough to justify that, then perhaps it would be best to just let it go." That's a really good way of looking at things, because if he applied that to his tweeting habits, he would have never tweeted this crap about the Sports Illustrated model in the first place, because that's not big enough or important enough to justify writing an article about.
But for his perspective, it probably is, because this ties in with, I mean, again, I haven't never watched him speaking, but given that he's this sort of right-wing opinion person, talk speech giving person.
I think he has a podcast too.
I feel like he, I don't know if he's like a motivational speaker or what his deal is, but he's sort of known for speaking. And
he was once considered the most influential public intellectual in the Western world.
Wow.
I don't know by whom.
I remember.
By the New York Times.
Oh, wow.
Ben Shapiro got himself in a big spat with everyone when he made fun of the Cardi B song, WAP.
I remember that, yes.
And people were claiming that...
say what that stands for, by the way.
I won't, but people were saying, Ben Shapiro, you're just mad because you don't know what that means, or you don't have any personal experience with that and all this stuff, but it's basically the same thing.
And we can't really talk about how that whole thing played out, but the whole time he just kept digging that grave deeper and deeper for himself to the extent where it was just sad watching it play out.
But this guy, he kind of makes his image based on attacking the left, attacking wokeism, right? So from that perspective, it's understandable why he highlighted this particular news story and wanted to share an opinion.
But it makes it even more sad that he couldn't take the insult, insult, and deleted his
typical,
Twitter.
Right? We've seen this so many times where the people on the right who make a point of calling the left snowflakes, they themselves are also snowflakes. And we've seen this time and time again.
I don't remember who said it, but I first heard it from Will Coley back on the days that we did Call to Freedom. And he said, you know, left wing and right wing snowflakes melt at the same temperature. and
that's so true.
And that temperature seems to be, you know, any amount of dissent whatsoever.
Yeah.
So that's more or less the story here about Jordan Peterson. It's sad, I guess, for his fans out there, but they're going to do all sorts of mental gymnastics and engage in cognitive dissonance. Where Twitter's a wokest platform anyway, so it's no wonder he left, even though he didn't say anything about that, and he never cited that as a reason for leaving Twitter. He essentially just said, oh, this is unacceptably toxic. I can't have these insults directed at me. And so he's quitting for the foreseeable future, having his staff change his password because he doesn't even have the willpower to just not log into Twitter.
I caught a ban on Twitter last night.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I think it was my first time.
Okay, I got banned for calling Governor Sununu a fag.
I got it seemed like a little longer than 12 hours, maybe most of a day ban for posting the link to the 180-page manifesto. It took them a couple days. It took them like 2 or 3 days to get around to it, but they banned me for that and made me delete the tweet.
I don't like that they make you delete it yourself.
Yeah.
That's so messed up. It's like Minecraft when you're playing on hardcore and you died. It makes you click that button yourself. It's just unnecessary stuff. When we get back, though, we're going to talk about People's Magazine, another magazine that's trying to do what it can to stay relevant. It's Free Talk.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, where you're invited to control the airwaves. Talk about whatever is on your mind. 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. With you in the studio tonight, it's Aria.
It's Ian.
And Bonnie.
And Bitcoin.com is the best place to go to learn about cryptocurrency. If you're new to the subject, don't know anything about it, and you're curious what people are talking about when they talk about all of this cryptocurrency stuff, head on over to Bitcoin.com. Click Getting Started at the top of the page. Just take a few minutes out of your day to learn about this important world-changing information. It's so frustrating being a crypto advocate right now. It's not because the value is down or anything like that. That's largely meaningless. It's completely meaningless
to
me at the moment.
Before.
Yeah, but at the moment, it's completely meaningless to me. However, it's frustrating seeing people on social media who don't know what they're talking about saying things like, no, the U.S. dollar is strong right now. Get into the U.S. dollar. No, that's the exact opposite of what people should be doing.
I thought you have to be a troll to be saying that. I haven't seen that.
No, it's just people reacting emotionally, right? They right now, from their perspective, yes, the USD is performing better against all of these other things than it has. But if you look at actual products,
it's
like,
not performing better than the Russian ruble.
That's true. Well, it's not the best performing asset by far.
No,
but
we're just comparing garbage currencies here. We're talking about comparing fiat with fiat, government money with government money. These things do not even come into – they're not even in the ballpark of cryptocurrency like Bitcoin.
Right.
Not even close.
But they've come to the conclusion that the USD is strong right now because stocks are down. Everything else that is measured in USD is down except – the actual prices of goods and services. They're ignoring that for some reason. They're ignoring that it's $4.50 per gallon of gas or whatever it is now, and that you can't find baby formula and all of this other stuff. They're ignoring all of that when they say the USD is strong. So the hard times are coming. I would still suggest, and I think that people should hedge their bets against inflation. I think Bitcoin is a great way of doing that. Bitcoin.com, you can even get some Bitcoin there, but before you get some, you should learn about it. Because you don't want to be jumping into it like people did the NFT craze, that nonsense, right? Actually learn about what you're doing, find out why it's important, find out why it matters, because no one was ever really able to give a good reason why NFTs matter. Bitcoin.com, that's where you need to go. So we were talking about magazines and Sports Illustrated. I'm sort of surprised to find that Sports Illustrated is even still a magazine, because we are, I hate saying it, but it is 2022, and print media has been dying more or less my entire life.
Yeah, it was dying off prior to COVID, and of course things got even worse for them during COVID because, well, people weren't leaving their homes to go to the newsstand, if any newsstands actually exist in their town anymore, to purchase a physical copy of something. But interestingly, I
do occasionally buy a physical copy of the paper, but it's only like when one of us is mentioned in it.
Yeah.
And also when you need to paint.
Yeah.
That's true. I forgot about that.
2019. So there's a story here from Newsweek in 2019. I just wanted to go and look because I thought to myself, well, how many subscribers does Sports Illustrated even still have? Because we've seen magazines have been hemorrhaging subscribers as people who are willing to read a physical copy of a thing die off. Literally.
No, we can't include doctors or dentist offices in their subscriber numbers. Because I think that's probably 90% of their subscriber numbers.
Maybe. But according to Newsweek, prior to COVID in 2019, Sports Illustrated had 2.75 million subscribers.
That is eerily similar to the number of followers Jordan Peterson has on Twitter, actually. He had 2.7 million.
But, well, go ahead.
Do people buy Sports Illustrated for, like, porn, or is that not really what
it's
it
not
is?
It's not porn.
Like, are they naked inside?
No.
Okay. They're wearing swimsuits.
Just swimsuits.
Okay. That's what I don't get, right? I don't understand why people are buying these magazines when Maxim exists, and Maxim isn't porn either, but it's a lot closer to porn than Sports Illustrated. It's like, what niche is being filled here by Sports Illustrated swimsuit magazines that isn't filled by Hustler or Playboy
or Google
Maxim?
Images. You can Google image absolutely any celebrity in a bikini you want to see.
Now you're arguing for why no one should buy magazines, and that's the point we're making here, is that, you know, younger people don't understand these delivery methods. These are essentially anachronisms now. They're something out of time, right? Like they don't really belong now, but they're still in existence because, you know, probably Sports Illustrated subscriber demographics are likely over the age of 50, and so they're dying off over time. But what I found out was, this is something, again, I've never read an episode of Sports Illustrated. I've never been into sports that much to care, even when people were into magazines. But the story here from 2019 is that they used to be a weekly publication.
Wow.
And they cut back from weekly to a monthly publication in 2019. So they went from doing 52 publications per year to 17. So 12, one for each month, four special editions, and the swimsuit edition. So they cut their
business. That sounds more practical.
Way back.
Yeah, it sounds crazy that somebody would be like, I need my new Sports Illustrated. It's only been a week.
I mean, Newsweek is a weekly magazine as well, or at least it used to be. I don't know if
they
still
stopped being a magazine a few years ago.
Really? Newsweek?
I think so.
Well, when I was in high school, we were tasked with, you know, subscribing to Newsweek to stay up to date on all the current events in one of my classes, and it was nice. You know, it wasn't long, and you wouldn't expect a weekly magazine to be long. Like, if you get a monthly magazine, it's, you know, 150 pages.
Yeah.
But these were, you know, 15 to 20 pages. You flip through it, you stay up to date, and it was neat. But it covered all news that was happening and not just, you know, sports news. Is there so much happening in sports that it required a weekly magazine ever at any point?
Absolutely.
I think so, yeah. Just from hearing my dad and brother and sister talk, I believe that there is. Don't ask me to tell you about any of it, but they always have something to talk about it. Like, so-and-so got traded to so-and-so, dude.
Yay, sports ball.
Apparently Newsweek came back, so they ended publication of their print edition all the way back in 2012. And then somebody else bought it and apparently brought it back to print, which is like something you do not expect to see happen at all. But because most magazines are slowly going out of business, and that was the story that I had relating to that tonight, according to the New York Post. People magazine, probably one of the most recognizable magazines, right? Anybody who's ever been through a cash register, a checkout.
That's one of these celebrity mags, right?
Basically.
Okay.
Yeah. It's been around for 48 years, People magazine, and it's always been, like Sports Illustrated was, a weekly thing. And now they are probably going to get rid of the print edition, at least the weekly version of People Magazine.
Yeah, I just assumed it was a monthly thing. When I see a magazine, I assume it's a monthly thing just because it's so impractical to have it done weekly. But, you know, someone once got me a subscription to People Magazine. I never paid attention to how often I was throwing these away. I imagine they were trolling me or something. It happened when I ran for sheriff. I just started receiving people's magazines in the mail.
Weird.
Yeah. I never signed up for them. They were addressed to me, right? It was clear. It wasn't a mistake, but I never read any of them.
Did you get like a year's subscription? And then...
it had to have been about a year's subscription. Yeah. I haven't gotten one in a long time, I don't think. But like I said, I never paid attention to how often I was throwing these away anyway because I'm not going to read this crap. Thank you, I guess, to whoever got me the subscription. If it was meant to be a gesture of kindness, thank you for the materials to burn.
You don't strike me as a celebrity gossip type.
No, it's very, very peculiar.
Staffers at People, the 48-year-old fixture in grocery checkout lines, beauty salons, and doctor's offices known for its sexiest man alive cover, are bracing for the magazine to go online only after Dot Dash Meredith... These magazine companies have the weirdest names.
Dot-Dash Meredith?
It's actually spelled D-O-T-D-A-S-H as one word, and then the name Meredith. A unit of billionaire Barry Diller's IAC shuttered a slew of print publications, sources close to the situation said. Those include Entertainment Weekly and the fashion glossy InStyle, which once oozed profit and was thick with advertising pages. I remember Entertainment Weekly from back in the 1990s. I used to read that one in the doctor's office when I would go with my parents or whatever. I always had the latest on like the new movies that were coming out and things like that. That apparently is gone now.
The main place that I've read any of these is like in a hair salon waiting for them. Like I've read the InStyle ones and there's other ones.
Now it's gone. People, meanwhile, faces getting the axe despite claiming the largest audience of any U.S. magazine for nearly a decade until 2018 when it surrendered the title.
I so want to guess, but I don't even know if I can name
it. It's hard to pick magazine.
Is it a magazine?
Right? Yeah, it surrendered the title to a magazine.
TV Guide.
Guess it. That's a good guess, but no,
that's
not
a
TV
joke,
Guide.
Actually.
We talked about TV Guide recently on Free
Time
Live,
Magazine.
That's another one that's gone from being weekly to not weekly
what
anymore.
Was it?
TV Guide.
Okay. Yeah, I'm never going to guess which
Time?
One.
AARP, the American Association of Retired People.
That makes perfect sense,
it does.
Though. Because there are more retired people than ever, apparently.
And they're the ones likely to still be reading print publications. So we can talk a little bit more about what's happening to People's, as well as the whole magazine industry.
We're also going to be talking about witches and aliens coming up, and what the U.S. military is doing with the occult. 603-283-6160. There is more coming up. It's Free Talk.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lowered
blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.